Good morning, everybody, and again, I enjoy the voicemails from our third and fourth graders. Absolutely hilarious, some of the best ones ever. Great marketing, great job, all of you reading and telling about bringing your dollar and your food so you can have. Again, I still think the favorite one was the mustache. Remember those? Yeah, and I was the only one with the mustache. Because I was the only one that really had a beard, right? And part of a mustache. Some of you had to use markers. That's good, though. That was a good day. That really made my day. Now, this morning, we had some pretty deep readings. That's kind of normal in Lent. We really focus on some deep things for all ages. But I want to talk about two parts. The first was in our first reading in Exodus. We had an animal in there. And actually, it wasn't a living animal. It was a natural. It was just a fake animal. Do you guys remember what that was? First reading, animal. It was not a giraffe. It was not an elephant. What was it? Luke. Wasn't a lion. It's a good guess. Carson, you think? Yeah. You're closer. A cat. It's a different animal with a C and an A. Yep.
Other cat.
Nope. Nice guess. Yep. Did your teacher ask you this? All good. Akita? Not that one. Oh, cheetah? No, it wasn't a cheetah. Okay, I'll give you a hint. They're little ones in a farm. I really gotta get your brains going this morning. What is it? What? That's the different place in the Old Testament of mice. They actually worship them on gold. That's another hint. They did that in a different place, though, in the Old Testament. What else? What was it? Yep.
A farm cat?
A farm cat.
What?
It was not a farm cat. Close. Good guess. Nick? A cow. Now, what does a cow have? The youngest one.
It's a cow.
Melon. They do have melon. You're exactly right. What was it? A calf. Thank you. Nice job. A calf. Now, the calf was not alive. The word before it said a mortal, or it was a mortar calf. Do you know what they did? They put it when Moses is gone, and Moses is worshiping to God. They took all their gold, their necklaces, their earrings, their wristbands, and they put it in the fire, and it melted, and they made a calf to worship God. They called the calf God. That's a bad thing, right? So they were worshiping, instead of God, their father, they were worshiping a calf. And again, it's not a live calf. This is, again, an idol, they call it. Something we're worshiping that is not God. So I want to think today for you, what are the things that we put instead of God? God has to be number one in our lives. What are some things? And because I want you to think about these yourself. Because you don't need to say what your sins are. But, for instance, I'm going to share some of mine. How about television? Do we sometimes worship and do more for television than God? How about Minecraft? How much time do some people use a game like that instead of God? How about sports? What sports? Now, none of these things are bad things. And again, I'm not saying they're bad to do, but what I want to say and think is, how much time do I give to God versus myself? Okay? There's the next part. Jesus was talking today about how nobody would not be proud for Jesus. He wasn't welcomed. He wasn't praised. But people would praise each other. And what Jesus was saying, kind of something deep again, that why are we kind of praising each other if we're not actually praising God, who's number one? So I just want you to think today is a challenging day today, because we're in Lent, right? We want to get better and better with Jesus, and to walk and to continue to share our neighbors, to love them, to feed the hungry, but also to think in our own hearts, hey, what are things that I am putting before God? And change, stop, I mean, do something different. Flip the TV off and go pray. Right? Go with your parents and give the blessing before your dinner. I mean, all these different things you can do instead of God, number one, especially in Lent, because He's about to save your lives, and He has already. All right, so pray these today for Mass, all right? So please stand and we'll offer our prayer.
How does his voice so loud?